A strong DNB lesson needs a clear target, and in this case the topic, skill level, and category were not defined. So instead of drifting into a random, generic tutorial, this lesson stays tightly focused on a very specific and useful effects skill inside Ableton Live, building a long riser and downlifter transition pair for drum and bass drops using stock devices. This lives in the FX category. The goal is not to design a bass, a drum groove, or a mix chain. The goal is to create a transition device that builds tension into a drop and then releases cleanly when the drums and bass hit. In DNB, transitions do a lot more than fill silence. They tell the listener where the energy is moving, help DJs understand section boundaries, and make your arrangement feel intentional instead of looped. A good riser and downlifter pair can make an average 16-bar build feel like it is actually pulling the floor toward the drop. This works especially well in dancefloor, neuro, jump up, and cinematic rollers, but the exact tone can be adapted. Cleaner, tonal risers suit brighter dancefloor tracks. Noisier, more aggressive sweeps suit neuro and heavier club tracks. More airy and filtered versions suit liquid intros and breakdowns. By the end, you should be able to build an effects transition that rises with believable tension over 8 or 16 bars, clears enough space for the drop to land, feels glued to DNB phrasing, sounds polished enough to sit in a real project, and translates as a purposeful section marker, not just random noise. A successful result should feel like this. The track starts leaning forward before the drop, the listener expects impact, and when the drop lands, the FX gets out of the way fast enough that the drums and bass own the moment. You will build a two-part DNB transition FX system. First, a main riser, airy, wide, and tense, gradually brighter, louder, and more urgent, shaped over either 8 or 16 bars and designed to point directly into the drop. Second, a matching downlifter and impact tail, a short burst at the transition point, downward motion after the drop hits, controlled low end so it does not blur the kick and sub, and enough space and width to make the drop feel larger. The sonic character is a broadband noise-based body, with an optional tonal layer for pitch lift, increasing width and brightness, and a clean transient moment into a controlled release. The rhythmic feel is mostly sustained, but with optional pulsing from automation or gating, phrased to match DNB section lengths, with the strongest energy in the final 1 to 2 bars before the drop. Its role in the track is as a tension builder in intros, breakdowns, pre-drops, and second drop setups, a cue marker for arrangement changes, and an energy bridge between low-density and high-density sections. For mix readiness, it should not be fully mastered, but clean enough to place in a serious arrangement, with no uncontrolled sub, no harsh white noise hiss dominating the hats, and no reverb mud washing over the drop. The success test is simple. If you mute the riser and downlifter, the transition should feel noticeably flatter. If you unmute them, the drop should feel more inevitable, more cinematic, and more DJ readable, without masking the first kick, snare, and bass note. Choose the exact transition length before designing anything. In Ableton, set a clear arrangement target first. Use 8 bars if you want a tighter club build, or 16 bars if you want a more dramatic breakdown or intro rise. Create 2 empty MIDI tracks, one named riser main and one named downlifter. Also create a return track if needed for shared effects, but keep the core sound on the source track so automation is easy. This matters because DNB phrasing is unforgiving. A riser that peaks half a bar early or drags too long can make the drop feel amateur. Decide whether your riser starts at bar 25 and peaks at bar 33, or starts at bar 49 and peaks at bar 65. Treat it like arrangement glue, not a random effect. What to listen for is this: by bar 4 of an 8-bar rise, or bar 8 of a 16-bar rise, you should already feel forward pull, not just static noise sitting there. Now build the noise-based riser core with stock devices. On riser main, load operator. Choose the noise waveform for one oscillator, or use a simple waveform plus noise if you want a bit of tone. Disable unnecessary oscillators to keep it focused. Program a sustained MIDI note for the full riser length. Pitch is less important for noise, but a held note gives you consistent playback and lets you add tonal movement later if needed. After operator, add auto filter, EQ8, and utility. Start with practical settings like auto filter and low pass mode, the frequency around 1.5 kHz at the start, resonance around 15 to 25%, EQ8 high pass around 180 to 250 Hz, and utility width around 130 to 160%. This works in DNB because noise-based risers are harmonically flexible. They can sit over changing chords, do not clash much with tonal elements, and can be shaped aggressively to create energy in the upper mids and highs, where DNB transitions often need excitement without eating subspace. Next, automate brightness, level, and width so the riser actually rises. A riser is not one sound. It is a time transformation. Automate auto filter frequency rising from about 1.5 kHz up to 10 to 16 kHz. Automate track volume rising roughly 3 to 6 dB over the full phrase. Automate utility width increasing from 100% to 170 to 200%. Optionally, automate auto filter resonance to increase slightly in the last bar. Keep the first half restrained. Save the obvious lift for the second half. If the riser is already bright and huge from bar 1, there is nowhere to go. A good shape is subtle opening in bars 1 to 4, more obvious brightness and width in bars 5 to 7, accelerated climb in the final bar, and then in the last half beat, maybe a tiny dip or breath before impact if the drop needs extra punch. There is an A versus B decision point here. A smooth linear rise is cleaner, more dance floor friendly, and easier to place. A stepped rise with small jumps every two bars is more dramatic and works well for aggressive neuro or cinematic builds. Both work. A feels polished. B feels more performative. Now add motion so it does not feel like static air. A sustained noise rise can be useful, but if it has no internal rhythm, it may feel detached from your groove. One option is an auto pan pulse. Add auto pan. Set phase to 0 degrees if you want amplitude modulation instead of left-right movement. Set the rate sync to 1/4 or 1/8. Use an amount around 15 to 35%, and automate the amount to increase slightly near the drop. This creates pulsing energy that can imply urgency without turning it into a drum loop. Another option is gate from a sidechain source. Add gate, sidechain from your pre-drop kick pattern or a ghost rhythm. Use a moderate threshold and short return and adjust it so the riser breathes in rhythm. This works especially well if the build has sparse drums and you want the FX to groove with them. A useful workflow tip here is to duplicate the riser track before adding rhythmic modulation. Keep one smooth version and one pulsing version, then blend them. This is faster than rebuilding if the movement feels overdone. Add a tonal lift layer only if the track needs more musical direction. Create another MIDI track called Riser Tone. Use Wavetable or Operator with a simple saw, or a sine plus harmonics type tone. Keep it basic. This is still an FX lesson, not a lead lesson. Program a held note that fits the section. Then automate pitch using clip transpose if you plan to render it to audio later, or use the pitch envelope inside the synth, or use frequency shifter very subtly for non-tonal drift. Useful ranges are a rise of 7 semitones for a restrained lift, or 12 semitones for a classic dramatic build. Use 5 to 20 milliseconds of attack to avoid clicks. Start with a low pass around 2 to 4 kHz and then open it. Add a high pass around 250 to 400 Hz to keep it out of bass space. This layer helps the listener feel direction, especially in melodic dancefloor or liquid adjacent sections. If the track is dark, mechanical, or already harmonically crowded, skip it. Stop there if the noise riser alone already gives enough tension. More layers are not automatically better. Create the final bar acceleration. The most important part of a good riser is often the last bar. This is where the ear decides whether the drop is coming or whether the section just keeps hovering. Options for final bar acceleration include automating pitch rise faster in the last bar, increasing auto pan amount, increasing auto filter resonance, automating reverb dry wet slightly upward and then cutting it before impact, or adding a short delay feedback swell and muting it at the drop. A reliable stock chain for the final lift is saturator, auto filter, and reverb. Suggested settings are saturator drive around 2 to 5 dB. Auto filter resonance around 20 to 35% in the final bar, reverb decay around 2 to 4 seconds, and reverb dry wet automated from 8% to 18%, then sharply back down before the drop. This creates increasing density and excitement without needing extra samples. What to listen for is that in the final bar, the tension should feel like it is tightening, not just getting louder. If it only gets louder, it can feel blunt. If it gets brighter, denser, and slightly more urgent rhythmically, it feels like a real lead-in. Now cut the riser cleanly so the drop can hit. This is where many producers ruin the payoff. If the riser keeps washing through the first beat of the drop, your kick, snare, and bass all arrive with less authority. At the exact drop point, automate the riser track volume down sharply, or cut the clip, or render it to audio and fade it exactly at the downbeat. If you want a tiny carry through, keep it very short. 50 to 150 milliseconds can work. Beyond that, be careful. Use EQ 8 before the drop if needed to exaggerate the handoff. You can automate a stronger high pass in the final beat, or briefly duck 2 to 5 kHz if your snare crack needs room. This is a track context check. Soloing the riser can mislead you. Always test it with drums and bass. In DNB, the first kick, snare, and bass interaction after the transition is sacred. Now build the downlifter as the release counterpart. Switch to the downlifter track. The downlifter should answer the riser. It should feel like the pressure releases downward after the peak. Use operator again with noise, or use a short resampled burst from your riser. A very practical move is to duplicate the riser, flatten or resample a small section, reverse it or pitch it down, and shape it into a fresh downlifter. Add auto filter, frequency shifter or pitch movement from the source, reverb, and EQ8.